Let us pray. Teach us, Lord, that we may not be deaf to those who cry out for bread and hope in this broken world. May these offerings not come from our abundance, but from our brokenness. We do not give because we are forced to give, but because we have heard their cries and want to share your love and care, even as your love was shared with us in Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Risen Christ, you prepare a place for us in the home of the mother and father of us all. Draw us more deeply into relationship with you through these scripture readings, so that when our hearts are troubled, we will know you more completely as the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 78, verses 1 through 7. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known, that our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from our children. We will tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. He established a decree in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and rise up and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Brethren, ain't you happy, ye followers of the Lamb? Brethren,